Can you name one or two pieces of evidence that you entered that connected to Jean Leroy Hart?
Yeah. First place, I mentioned the picture that's tied to Jean Hart that's in that cave. Puts him in the area. At the time of his arrest with the medicine man down somewhere out around Salisaw, he was living with a medicine man down there. At the time he was arrested, a couple of things. One was a little pipe, a little corncob pipe, like a miniature pipe. That was tied to this matter in this way. Counselors at the Girl Scout camp, Camp Scott, back in those days, they would use college-age girls, high school and what. There was one counselor, it was her first year to be going to the camp. She was instructed to bring with her to Camp Scott items for the brown bag follies, they called it. The little girls would sit around a campfire, and everybody puts their items in the bag, all the counselors. And the little child reaches in, takes it out, and it's a red rubber ball. And she's supposed to make up a story about the red rubber ball. Well, this girl, whose father was a professor at OSU, she was a student there, as a matter of fact, she went to get all the belongings to these people who worked there and all, collected up together, put on a truck and taken to the Girl Scout headquarters. And then they were called and said, if you want to come and pick up your stuff, this is after the horrible tragedy. She picked it up and she noticed that there was another item, but also that little pipe wasn't there, this little miniature pipe. And it was gone. It wasn't in there. I guess we had talked with her and she had mentioned this brown bag thing. And one of these OSB agents says, hey, wait a minute. We picked that up down there when we arrested Jean Hart, down there by the medicine man. And the little girl looked at us. She said, that's it. That was another thing we had. Additionally, the proximity of Gene, people testified about having seen him in that area. Had a doctor from a university up in Columbia. He was a colleague of Dr. Papanikolaou, who developed the pap smear test for women. What he was working toward, he was preceding the DNA. He had a theory. You can, in some instances, identify a man by his sperm because the sperm has certain forms. And he began to create a system of identification of this and this and this and this. Somebody at the OSB, I heard about that, and we went to New York City and talked with him. He took us through the routine. He had examined the known sperm of Jean Leroy Hart, and the reason they knew is because they would give him a clean pair of underwear there in the jail and collect it from him daily. Occasionally there would be a sample there. They had samples of his sperm, and then they had what in later years they tried to work with the DNA, the slides from the little girls on it. I said, well, how strong can you go here? Well, this guy's credentials were tremendous. Associated Papanikolaou, he says, there's two reasons. You'll notice his sperm, and it's consistent in all these samples I've got. He said, it's unique because it's got a damaged sperm there. He said, I wonder if they ever tried to do a vasectomy on this guy. Sometimes that would cause. And he had thoughts about that. But anyway, he testified. He acknowledged that he was satisfied this was his. But we had that.
Was there a flashlight?
There was a flashlight, yeah. It had been adapted. You know, in the Second World War, you'd see military personnel with just a slit down the middle. They'd use that to minimize somebody seeing that light from a distance or from another location. So they tape it off. I guess it's manufactured that way in the war, but this had been taped off that same way. There was talk about that. That was found at the cellar cave, as I recall, also.